I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classic.
This is what our actor of the day says about himself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a meathead. You've got smart people and you've got dumb people. I just happen to be dumb. You gotta like the guy for that.
I love this guy. You know what? I didn't used to like
Keanu Reeves, in case anybody.
Keanu Reeves, currently right now experiencing internet buzz on Stephen Colbert's show. Colbert jokingly just asked him, hey, what do you think happens when we die? But he had a really great answer. And now it's spreading like wildfire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Everybody's oohing and aahing because he's such a sweet, genuine soul.
Spent a lot of the $50 million he made on Matrix on the people who worked on the set.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Also, you know, I was unaware of the tragedy in his life. He fell in love with a woman. Their baby was stillborn. The grief over that loss broke them up. I guess she died like a year later in some kind of accident.
Yeah.
So I started to like him, I think, when Speed came out.
Speed really launched his career.
Because he's always had this blankness about him, this kind of dumb...
You think?
...doe-eyed, deer-in-the-headlights look, right? And then The Matrix happened. The single greatest instance of casting that I've ever seen.
All right.
His persona locked into it, and he became a great movie star.
Yeah. In The Matrix, which has become an iconic film in its own way, for people who want to talk about an intelligent film that demands you, he almost seems the opposite of that, but he's perfect for it because he's such a tabula rasa.
Yeah.
Anything can happen, right? You know, he's a hacker, and then he gets drawn into this internet world.
The red pill, the blue pill. Do you want to achieve consciousness or not? You know, so you're right. That tabula rasa, like... yes. Visage of his works perfectly there. He's currently starring in John Wick 3 Parabellum.
Yes.
I love these movies. It's perfect casting. It's laconic.
Oh.
It's quiet. It's stoic. But he has aged perfectly. He looks like a well-weathered man. He's the fashion in those movies is terrific.
Yeah. He's got the signature long hair, and he now has a scruffy beard. You can barely tell what he looks like. And usually he's hunched over and brooding. He has maybe 10 lines in the whole film. But anyway, and he does absolutely no emoting. He works well with the other characters. He allows them to be excessive. He's a figure of revenge, brooding every man, but yet, you know, 6 feet one, all dark clothes.
Yeah.
There's something really menacing about this child man.
Yeah. And also the work that he puts into the stunts and the choreography, the stuff that he did in Matrix films, the martial arts.
Yes.
This stuff is a totally different fighting style. It's close range.
Yes.
But also the tactical stuff with the weapons that he does.
The fight scenes, some of which he's a part, he can't be a part of all of them.
Right.
Choreography of violence. And you remember, he was in The Day the Earth Stood Still, an attempt to do something a little different for him. But he had three Matrixes, starting in 1999.
So a little movie came out last year, but they did this little romantic comedy last year called Destination Wedding.
Gee, man.
Have you seen it?
Boy, that passed me by.
Yeah, you should see it. Well, first of all, they're both misanthropes. They end up on this plane to the same wedding. And they just keep bumping into each other, and they're grumpy and curmudgeonly, and they don't like each other. But of course, because of that, they fall in love. It gives him a chance to play this kind of stoic John Wick grumpy character, brooding character, but play it for laughs.
And I think about him in other oddball appearances. The one that most amuses me is Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Where he plays the bad Prince Don John. He had some Shakespearean in his background, maybe even training, but he didn't. That soft side of him took a 90% pay cut in The Replacements so that Gene Hackman could be cast. He deferred $2 million of his salary so that Al Pacino could be cast on The Devil's Advocate. And the more I hear about him on the set and his extreme generosity, this is a cool guy who really can't act. But he has pulled
off. But he's a great movie star.
He is a great movie star. Well, you know, he played two former quarterbacks from Ohio State, Point Break and The Replacements.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which means nothing. It's just our just local
weird
connection
coincidence.
To Keanu Reeves.
So bad actor, great movie star. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at WCBE.org.